The Price of Deception. Chapter 1. The Catalyst. The city thrummed with a restless energy, a symphony of sirens and distant horns echoing through the humid night air. High above the chaos, Elena Cross stood on the balcony of her penthouse apartment, a cigarette smoldering between her fingers. The skyline glittered like a promise she once believed in, but the shadows beneath those lights held secrets she had spent years mastering. Tonight, however, felt different. A subtle shift in the air that made her skin prickle. Her phone buzzed on the marble counter inside. She glanced at it, her stomach knotting. The message was from Silas Drake, her longtime client and occasional adversary. "We have a problem. Urgent. Come now." Elena crushed the cigarette underfoot and grabbed her coat, the sharp staccato of her heels echoing against the polished floors as she exited. Silas didn't call unless it was life or death. Usually someone else's death. And tonight, she had a sinking feeling it might be her own. The Velvet Lounge was a den of decadence and danger. Neon lights bathed the patrons in hues of red and blue, masking the illicit deals and whispered betrayals transpiring in every corner. Elena pushed past a haze of smoke, her expression unreadable as she spotted Silas in their usual booth. His face, usually smug with the confidence of someone untouchable, was drawn and pale. "Elena," he said, motioning her to sit. His fingers drummed nervously on the table, a half-empty glass of whiskey sweating beside him. "We're in deep shit." She slid into the seat across from him, her calm demeanor betraying none of the alarm she felt. "We," she echoed, arching a brow. "Last I checked, I don't work for you. What's this about?" Silas leaned in, lowering his voice. "Victor Kane." The name sent a shiver down her spine. Victor Kane wasn't just a drug lord. He was a sadist who thrived on fear. His reach extended beyond the city's underbelly, into boardrooms and courtrooms. He was the kind of man who could make anyone disappear without a trace. And now, apparently, he had his sights set on her. "What does he want?" Elena asked, her voice steady. Silas hesitated. "He knows about the Lockwood file." Elena's stomach dropped. The Lockwood file was her trump card, a cache of blackmail material that could bring down half the city's elite. She had spent years curating it, ensuring her survival in a world where power was currency and trust was a liability. "How?" she demanded, her tone sharper now. "I don't know," Silas admitted. "But he's got it. Or at least, he knows enough to make us sweat. He wants to meet, tonight." Elena's mind raced. Victor Kane didn't negotiate. He dictated terms. If he wanted the Lockwood file, it wasn't to bargain. It was to eliminate loose ends. "I'm not going anywhere blind," she said. "Set up the meeting, but I need leverage." Silas sighed, his eyes darting nervously to the entrance. "You don't have a choice, Elena. He said if you're not there in an hour, he'll start with me. And then he'll come for you." The meeting was arranged at a derelict warehouse on the city's outskirts, a cliched but effective location for dealings like these. Elena arrived early, her sharp features concealed beneath a wide-brimmed hat. She carried a small recording device hidden in her coat and a gun strapped to her thigh. Not that she expected either to save her if things went south. Victor Kane arrived precisely on time, flanked by two menacing bodyguards. He exuded an unsettling calm, his tailored suit at odds with the bloodlust that gleamed in his cold blue eyes. "Elena Cross," he said smoothly, his lips curving into a predatory smile. "I've heard so much about you." She didn't flinch under his gaze. "Then you know I'm not someone you can intimidate." Victor chuckled, the sound low and menacing. "Oh, I'm counting on it. Fear makes people sloppy. I prefer control." He gestured for his men to step back, then approached her with the confidence of a predator stalking its prey. "Let's cut to the chase. You have something I want. The Lockwood file. Hand it over, and I'll ensure you leave here alive." Elena met his gaze, her heart pounding but her voice steady. "If you knew me, you'd know I don't give away my assets for free." Victor's smile faded. "And if you knew me, you'd know I don't ask twice." Before she could respond, a deafening crash echoed through the warehouse. Both Victor's bodyguards drew their weapons as the main door burst open, revealing a group of masked intruders. Gunfire erupted, the sharp crack of bullets reverberating in the cavernous space. Elena dove for cover behind a stack of crates, her mind racing. She didn't know who the attackers were, but this was no coincidence. Someone wanted Victor dead, and they didn't care who got caught in the crossfire. When the chaos subsided, the warehouse was littered with bodies. Victor stood amidst the carnage, blood splattered on his pristine suit, but otherwise unscathed. His expression was cold, calculating. "Looks like someone else wants the file," he said, his eyes narrowing as they locked onto Elena. "I suggest you figure out who fast. Because now you're not just my problem. You're theirs." Elena stared at him, her chest heaving. This wasn't the first time she'd danced with death, but it was the first time she felt truly cornered. She had stepped into a game where the rules were written in blood, and the only way out was to rewrite them herself. Chapter 2, Dangerous Liaisons. The city never slept, but tonight it felt like it held its breath. Elena sat in the back of a black sedan speeding away from the carnage at the warehouse, her mind racing as she replayed every second of the attack. She had narrowly escaped Victor Kane's wrath, but she knew her reprieve was temporary. The look in his eyes before she left was a promise, not a threat, one that would haunt her until she delivered the Lockwood file or her corpse. Her driver, a wiry young man named Theo, glanced at her through the rearview mirror. "You okay back there?" "Drive faster," Elena snapped, her voice colder than the night air. She couldn't shake the feeling that they were being followed, though the empty streets behind them suggested otherwise. Theo nodded, his foot pressing harder on the gas. "Where to?" Elena hesitated. Her penthouse was out of the question. Victor would have men watching. She needed somewhere to regroup, someone she could trust. Though in her line of work, trust was a luxury she could rarely afford. "Take me to Maya's," she said finally. Theo didn't ask questions. He had worked for Elena long enough to know better. The penthouse suite of the Golden Mirage Hotel was as opulent as it was private. Maya Loran, Victor Kane's second in command, had a penchant for luxury that masked her deadly efficiency. Maya was the kind of woman who could kill a man with a single shot and look stunning doing it. When Elena arrived, Maya was lounging on a velvet chaise, a glass of red wine in hand, and a sly smile on her lips. "Well, well," Maya drawled, her French accent curling around the words. "I heard there was trouble tonight. Should I be worried?" Elena let the door click shut behind her, leaning against it for a moment before crossing the room. "Depends," she said, her voice low. "Are you on his side or mine?" Maya raised a perfectly arched brow, setting her glass down. "His side? Darling, Victor doesn't have allies. He has tools. And when they break, he discards them." Elena narrowed her eyes. "And what are you?" "His wrench. His scalpel." Maya laughed, a rich sound that echoed through the room. "I like to think of myself as his scalpel. But even a scalpel can slip." She rose, crossing the room with a predator's grace. "What do you want, Elena?" Elena hesitated. Maya's beauty was disarming, but her eyes held the sharpness of someone who could read a person's soul. It wasn't the first time Elena had found herself drawn to Maya. But tonight, the stakes were higher than ever. "I need information," Elena said finally. "Who hit the warehouse tonight?" "It wasn't random." Maya tilted her head, studying her. "Why would I help you?" "Because Victor doesn't trust anyone, not even you," Elena said, stepping closer. "You know as well as I do that he'll cut you loose the second you're no longer useful. If we work together, we can take control." Maya's lips curved into a smile, but her eyes remained unreadable. "And what makes you think I want control? Maybe I like being the scalpel. Maybe you like the idea of cutting Victor's throat more," Elena countered, her voice soft but sharp. For a moment, the air between them crackled with tension. Then, to Elena's surprise, Maya laughed again. "You're bold, I'll give you that," Maya said. She turned away, pouring another glass of wine. The attackers weren't amateurs. They knew exactly when and where to strike. "My guess. It's one of Victor's rivals. Probably Darius Cheng. He's been itching to expand his territory, and the Lockwood file would give him plenty of leverage." Elena absorbed the information, her mind racing. Darius Cheng was a dangerous player in the city's underworld, a man known for his ruthlessness and ambition. If he was after the Lockwood file, Elena was caught in a deadly tug of war between two equally formidable enemies. "Thank you," Elena said, her tone clipped. She turned to leave, but Maya's voice stopped her. "You're playing a dangerous game, Elena," Maya said, her voice softer now. "Victor isn't just any enemy. He's a predator. You don't fight a predator. You outsmart it, or you run." Elena glanced over her shoulder, meeting Maya's gaze. "I don't run." Maya smiled faintly. "Then you'd better be smarter than him." Back in the car, Elena's phone buzzed with a new message. She glanced at the screen, her heart skipping a beat. The sender was unknown, but the message was clear. We know you have the file. Hand it over, or we'll take it by force. Her stomach churned. The attackers at the warehouse weren't just after Victor. They were after her. And now they knew she was alive. Later that night, in a darkened motel room, Elena spread out a series of photos and documents on the bed. Each piece was a fragment of the Lockwood file, encrypted and hidden in places only she knew. She had spent years collecting this information, blackmail material on politicians, CEOs, and crime lords alike. It was her insurance policy, her ace in the hole. But now it was a target painted on her back. As she stared at the documents, her phone buzzed again. This time it was a call. She hesitated before answering. "Elena Cross," a deep, gravelly voice said. "You've made powerful enemies." "Who is this?" she demanded. "A friend," the voice replied. "If you want to survive, meet me tomorrow. Midnight. The old pier." The line went dead before she could respond. Elena sat back, her mind racing. She didn't trust the caller, but she had no choice. If she wanted to stay ahead of Victor, Darius, and whoever else was after her, she needed answers, and fast. As she lay in bed that night, Elena couldn't shake the image of Maya's knowing smile or the weight of her words. She wasn't just caught in a dangerous game. She was the game. And the players were closing in from all sides. Chapter 3. Whispers in the Dark. The city's old pier was a relic of another time, abandoned and forgotten by most, its decaying structures now shrouded in mist that rolled in from the sea. The air was damp, thick with the scent of salt and rot, and the faint lapping of water against the wooden posts was the only sound. Elena stepped out of the car, her breath visible in the chill night air. She tightened her coat around her, her hand brushing the gun concealed beneath it. Theo stayed in the car, engine running, his watchful gaze scanning the empty lot. "You sure about this?" he asked, his voice tense. "No," Elena admitted. "But I don't have a choice." He nodded, gripping the steering wheel tightly. "Honk twice if you need me. I'll be here." Elena stepped onto the pier, her heels clicking softly against the weathered planks. The eerie quiet unnerved her, each shadow seeming to shift with malicious intent. She approached the meeting spot cautiously, her senses on high alert. A figure emerged from the fog, tall, broad-shouldered, and cloaked in a long coat. The dim light of a nearby lamppost illuminated his face partially, revealing sharp features and piercing gray eyes. "You came," the man said, his voice the same gravelly tone she'd heard on the phone. "Who are you?" Elena asked, her hand resting on her gun but not drawing it. "Yet." The man smirked, as though her question amused him. "Names are dangerous, don't you think? Let's just say I'm someone who doesn't want Victor Kane or Darius Chung to win." "Convenient," Elena replied, her tone dry. "And what do you want?" "Simple," he said, taking a step closer. "I want to help you. But first, I need you to trust me." Elena raised a brow. "You think trust is earned in the middle of a foggy pier with no witnesses?" The man chuckled. "Fair point." He reached into his coat slowly, pulling out a small envelope. "Consider this a gesture of goodwill." She took the envelope, her eyes never leaving him, and opened it. Inside were photographs, grainy but unmistakable, of Victor Kane meeting with a high-ranking city official. The setting was intimate, the implications damning. "This could bring Victor down," Elena said, her mind racing. "It could," the man agreed. "But only if you play it right." She looked up at him, her eyes narrowing. "And what's your angle? Why are you giving me this?" "My angle," he said, his expression darkening, "is survival. Victor's reach is growing. If he gets his hands on the Lockwood file, he'll own this city. And people like us? We'll be expendable." Elena studied him, her instincts warning her against trusting him. Yet the evidence he'd provided was too valuable to ignore. "You still haven't told me who you are." He smiled faintly. "Call me Ronan. That's all you need to know for now." Back in the car, Elena sat in silence, the envelope clutched in her hands. Theo glanced at her in the rearview mirror. "You look like you've seen a ghost." "Maybe I have," she muttered, her mind still spinning. She didn't trust Ronan, but the photographs were a weapon she desperately needed. The question was whether she could wield it before Victor or Darius made their move. The next day, Elena returned to her apartment under the cover of darkness. She avoided the main entrance, slipping in through the service elevator with Theo as her lookout. Once inside, she locked every bolt and poured herself a drink, her hands trembling slightly as she reviewed the photographs again. Her phone buzzed, startling her. The screen displayed a name that sent a fresh wave of tension through her, Detective Jordan Reyes. She hesitated before answering. "Detective," she said, her tone carefully neutral. "Elena," he replied, his voice laced with suspicion. "I thought you'd gone quiet on me." "I've been busy," she said smoothly. "What can I do for you?" "There's a storm brewing," Jordan said. "I've got intel that Victor's planning something big, and your name keeps coming up. Care to explain?" Elena smirked, though her heart was racing. "If I had a dollar for every time my name came up in your investigations, I'd be richer than Victor." "This isn't a joke, Elena," Jordan snapped. "I don't know what you're tangled up in, but if you don't start talking, I can't protect you." She paused, considering her options. Jordan was persistent, but he wasn't corrupt, a rarity in this city. If she could keep him close without revealing too much, he might prove useful. "I appreciate your concern, Detective," she said finally. "But I can take care of myself." "Can you?" he countered. "Because it seems to me like you're running out of time." Before she could respond, the line went dead. As the night wore on, Elena's paranoia grew. She paced her apartment, her mind a whirlwind of calculations and contingencies. The stakes had never been higher, and every move felt like it could be her last. A soft knock at the door jolted her. She froze, her hand instinctively reaching for her gun. "Who is it?" she called, her voice steady despite the fear coursing through her. "It's me," came a familiar voice. Elena's tension eased slightly as she opened the door to reveal Maya Loran. The other woman stepped inside, her presence commanding as always. "You're being watched," Maya said bluntly, her eyes scanning the apartment. "By Victor?" Elena asked. "Among others," Maya replied, her tone cryptic. She turned to face Elena, her expression unreadable. "I came to warn you, but I also came to make you an offer." Elena arched a brow. "What kind of offer?" Maya stepped closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. "An alliance. You and me against Victor. Together, we can take him down." Elena searched Maya's eyes, trying to discern the truth. Was this a genuine proposition, or another trap? "Why now?" Elena asked. "Why betray him now?" Maya's lips curved into a faint smile. "Because I'm tired of being the scalpel. I want to be the hand that wields it." For the first time in days, Elena allowed herself a flicker of hope. If Maya was sincere, they might have a chance. But deep down, she knew trust was a double-edged sword. And in this game, betrayal was inevitable. Chapter 4. The Devil's Bargain. The air between Elena and Maya crackled with tension, an unspoken understanding lingering just beneath the surface. Elena paced the length of her apartment, her mind spinning at the possibilities Maya's offer presented. A partnership with Maya could give her the edge she desperately needed. But alliances in their world were as fragile as glass, and just as likely to shatter under pressure. Elena finally stopped and turned to face Maya. "Let's say I believe you. Let's say you're ready to betray Victor. What's your play?" Maya crossed her arms, leaning against the wall with a feline grace. "Victor's empire thrives on control, fear, manipulation, and a network of people too scared to cross him. If we cut him off from his resources, we can weaken him. But to do that, we need something big enough to hit him where it hurts." "The Lockwood file," Elena said, her voice flat. Maya smirked. "Exactly. That file is the key to toppling Victor. With it, we could expose his operations to his rivals, the authorities. Hell, even the media. It would destroy him." Elena studied her, searching for cracks in her facade. "And then what? You take his place." Maya's expression darkened. "Don't mistake me for Victor, Elena. I don't want his throne. I want him gone. After that, I disappear." "Disappear?" Elena echoed, skepticism dripping from her voice. "You think it's that easy?" "It has to be," Maya said, her voice quiet but firm. "If we don't take him down, he'll come for both of us. This is survival." Elena hesitated. She knew Maya was right. Victor wouldn't stop until he had the Lockwood file, and anyone standing in his way was as good as dead. But working with Maya meant stepping into uncharted territory, where trust was a gamble she couldn't afford to lose. "All right," Elena said finally. "We'll work together. But if you betray me..." "I won't," Maya interrupted, her gaze steady. "Because if I do, Victor will kill us both." The first step in their plan was to gather intelligence. Victor's network was vast, but there were weak links, people who worked for him out of fear, not loyalty. Elena and Maya decided to target Marcus Vale, a mid-level enforcer with a penchant for gambling and a mountain of debt. Marcus frequented an underground casino hidden in the basement of a nightclub on the city's south side. The club was a labyrinth of flashing lights, pounding music, and sweaty bodies, but Elena and Maya moved through it with practiced ease. They found Marcus at the poker table, a drink in one hand and a cigar in the other, his eyes bloodshot from too many sleepless nights. Elena slid into the seat beside him, her presence commanding immediate attention. "Mind if I join?" she asked, her tone casual. Marcus glanced at her, his gaze lingering a second too long. "It's a free country," he muttered, shuffling the cards. Maya stood behind her, a silent but intimidating figure. The game began, and Elena played with calculated precision, letting Marcus win just enough to lower his guard. After a few rounds, she leaned in, her voice low. "You're pretty good at this. Ever think about taking those skills somewhere safer?" Marcus chuckled, the sound bitter. "Safe doesn't pay the bills, sweetheart." "No, but it keeps you breathing," Elena said, her tone sharper now. "And from where I'm sitting, you could use a little breathing room." Marcus stiffened, his eyes narrowing. "What do you want?" "To help," Elena said simply. "You're drowning in debt, working for a man who'd kill you without a second thought. I'm offering you a way out." He snorted. "And why would you do that?" "Because I need information," Elena said, her voice dropping to a whisper. "Victor's next move. Tell me what he's planning, and I'll make sure your debts disappear." Marcus hesitated, glancing at Maya, whose expression remained unreadable. "You think you can just—" "I know I can," Elena interrupted. "But only if you help me. Otherwise, you can keep gambling with your life. Your choice." Later that night, Marcus met them in the alley behind the club, his hands shaking as he lit a cigarette. "This is suicide," he muttered, glancing around nervously. "If Victor finds out—" "He won't," Maya said firmly. "Just tell us what we need to know." Marcus exhaled a plume of smoke, his eyes darting between them. "Victor's planning a hit on Darius Chung. Big one. He's been setting it up for weeks. Guns, men, the works. It's happening tomorrow night at the docks." Elena's stomach tightened. A direct assault on Darius would ignite a war, leaving the city in chaos, and Victor's enemies wouldn't stop at him. They'd go after anyone connected to him, including her and Maya. "You're sure?" Elena asked. Marcus nodded. "It's all anyone's been talking about. He wants to send a message." Elena exchanged a glance with Maya, the unspoken question clear. Could they use this to their advantage? Back at Elena's apartment, they pored over their options. The clock was ticking, and they needed a plan. "If we tip off Darius," Elena began, "he could ambush Victor's men and weaken his forces. But it's a risk. If Victor suspects us, we're dead." Maya tapped her fingers against the table, her expression thoughtful. "Or we let the hit happen, but make sure it fails spectacularly. Darius survives, Victor loses his men, and both of them are left scrambling. And what about the Lockwood file?" Elena asked. "If we don't use it soon, it won't matter who's left standing." Maya's gaze met hers, determination burning in her eyes. "Then we make our move tomorrow. While Victor's busy with Darius, we hit his stronghold and take back the file." Elena nodded slowly. It was a bold plan full of risks, but it was their best shot. The pieces were falling into place, and for the first time, Elena felt a sliver of hope. But deep down, she knew the hardest part was yet to come. In a game where betrayal was the only constant, even the strongest alliances could crumble, and the price of failure would be paid in blood. Chapter 5, Toxic Ties. The sun dipped below the horizon, casting the city in a blood-red glow as Elena and Maya finalized their plan. The tension between them was palpable, each woman acutely aware of the risks they were taking. The hit on Darius Chung was scheduled for midnight at the docks, and they had only hours to set their trap. Elena spread a map of the city across the table, marking key locations with a red pen. "Victor's men will be spread thin, focused on the docks. His stronghold will be vulnerable." Maya nodded, her sharp eyes scanning the map. "The security detail at his estate won't be expecting an attack. If we move fast, we can slip in and out before anyone realizes what's happening." "And if we don't?" Elena asked, her voice steady despite the weight of the question. "Then we die," Maya replied bluntly. The stark reality of their situation hung heavy in the air, but there was no room for hesitation. Victor Kane wasn't just a threat. He was a storm, and they were standing directly in its path. As the clock ticked closer to midnight, Elena and Maya prepared for the mission. Dressed in all black, They moved with practiced precision, their weapons concealed beneath lightweight jackets. Theo waited outside in the getaway car, the engine idling softly. "You ready for this?" Maya asked, her voice low. Elena met her gaze, her expression unreadable. "I don't think I've been ready for anything in years. But it doesn't matter. We do this, or we lose everything." Maya smirked, a flicker of admiration in her eyes. "That's the spirit." The estate was nestled on the edge of the city, a sprawling fortress surrounded by high walls and state-of-the-art security. Elena and Maya crouched in the shadows, watching as a pair of guards patrolled the perimeter. "Timing is everything," Maya whispered, her voice barely audible over the rustle of leaves. "Wait for my signal." Elena nodded, her grip tightening on the small device in her hand. The electromagnetic pulse generator was crude but effective, capable of temporarily disabling the estate's security systems. It was their key to getting inside unnoticed. Maya signaled, and Elena pressed the button. A faint hum filled the air as the estate's lights flickered, plunging the property into darkness. The guards shouted in confusion, their flashlights slicing through the night as they scrambled to investigate. "Let's go," Maya said, leading the way. They moved swiftly, scaling the wall and dropping into the estate's courtyard. The darkness was their ally, concealing their movements as they approached the main building. Inside, they found a small service entrance and picked the lock with practiced ease. The interior was eerily quiet, the air thick with tension. They navigated the maze-like halls, their footsteps muffled by the plush carpet. Elena's heart raced as they approached Victor's office, a room she knew was the nerve center of his empire. Maya stopped suddenly, holding up a hand. "Wait," she hissed. Elena froze, straining to listen. Faint voices drifted from behind the office door, accompanied by the clink of glass and the low hum of conversation. "He's here," Elena whispered, her voice barely audible. Maya frowned. He wasn't supposed to be. The realization hit them both simultaneously. This was a trap. Before they could retreat, the door swung open, and Victor Kane stepped into the hallway, flanked by two armed guards. His expression was one of cold amusement, his piercing blue eyes locking onto them. "Well, well," he said, his voice silky smooth. "I was wondering when you'd show up." Elena's mind raced, searching for a way out. The hallway was too narrow for a firefight, and the exit was too far away. They were cornered. Maya stepped forward, her posture defiant. "Victor," she said, her tone casual. "Fancy meeting you here." Victor chuckled, a low, menacing sound. "Spare me the theatrics, Maya. I know why you're here. Did you really think I wouldn't see this coming?" Maya shrugged, her hand resting on the concealed weapon at her hip. "Figured it was worth a shot." Victor's smile faded, his gaze hardening. "You've disappointed me, Maya. I expected more loyalty from you." "Loyalty?" Maya scoffed. "You don't inspire loyalty, Victor. You inspire fear. And fear has its limits." Victor's expression darkened, but before he could respond, Elena acted. She grabbed a nearby vase and hurled it at one of the guards, the shattering glass creating a momentary distraction. Maya drew her gun, firing a single shot that struck the other guard in the leg, sending him crashing to the floor. "Run!" Elena shouted, grabbing Maya's arm. They bolted down the hallway, their footsteps echoing against the polished floors. Alarms blared, and the sound of more guards approaching grew louder. They navigated the twisting corridors, desperately searching for an exit. Outside, Theo was waiting in the car, his face pale with worry. When he saw them sprinting toward him, he threw the car into gear and swung the door open. "Get in," he shouted. Elena and Maya dove into the back seat as bullets shattered the rear window. Theo hit the gas, the tires screeching as they sped away from the estate. Elena leaned back, her chest heaving as she tried to catch her breath. Maya sat beside her, a satisfied grin on her face despite the chaos. "Well," Maya said, glancing at Elena, "that could have gone worse." Elena stared at her, disbelief mingling with frustration. "We barely made it out alive." "But we did," Maya pointed out. "And now we know one thing for sure, Victor's scared. Otherwise, he wouldn't have set that trap." Elena frowned, her mind still racing. Victor's fear was a small victory, but it came at a steep price. They were no closer to securing the Lockwood file, and now, Victor knew they were coming for him. As the city lights blurred past them, Elena realized the stakes had never been higher. The game they were playing wasn't just dangerous. It was toxic, a web of lies and betrayal that threatened to consume them both. and the only way out was to keep moving forward. Chapter 6. Shattered Masks. The adrenaline coursing through Elena's veins began to fade as Theo navigated the car through the city's winding streets. The shattered glass in the back seat crunched beneath her shifting weight, and the distant wail of sirens reminded her just how narrowly they'd escaped Victor's trap. Maya sat beside her, her lips pressed into a thin line, her usual confidence muted. "Where now?" Theo asked, his voice tight. Elena rubbed her temples, exhaustion creeping in. "Take us to the safe house." "The one on Pine?" Theo asked, glancing at her in the rearview mirror. "No," Maya cut in sharply. "That's too obvious. He'll have men waiting there. Go to the one off Harbor Street." Elena shot her a look. "Since when do you know about my safe houses?" Maya smirked faintly. "You're not as mysterious as you think." Elena opened her mouth to respond, but thought better of it. Now wasn't the time for arguments. Instead, she leaned back against the seat, her mind racing with questions. Victor had expected them at his estate. That much was clear. But how? Was there a mole in their midst? Or was Victor simply a step ahead, playing a game she couldn't see? The safe house was a small, unassuming apartment nestled in the heart of a working-class neighborhood. It was the kind of place no one would look twice at, a stark contrast to the luxury Elena was accustomed to. They entered through the back alley, the faint smell of rain and oil filling the air. Inside, the space was sparse but functional. A couch, a table, a kitchenette, and two small bedrooms. Elena immediately began securing the doors and windows, her hands moving with practiced efficiency. Maya collapsed onto the couch, running a hand through her dark hair. "Well, that was a disaster." Elena turned to her, her eyes narrowing. "It wouldn't have been if you'd told me Victor might be there." Maya bristled. "I didn't know. He doesn't tell me everything, Elena." "Maybe he doesn't," Elena said coldly, "or maybe you're still playing both sides." The accusation hung in the air like a loaded gun. For a moment, neither woman spoke, the tension between them crackling like a live wire. Finally, Maya sighed, her expression softening. "If I wanted you dead, I wouldn't have warned you about the trap. I'm in this as deep as you are." Elena studied her, searching for any sign of deception. She found none, but that didn't mean she trusted Maya. Trust was a weakness she couldn't afford. "We need to regroup," Elena said, her tone clipped. "Victor knows we're coming for him, which means we need to move faster." Maya nodded, her gaze distant. "Agreed. But first, we need to figure out how he knew we'd be there." Theo returned from the kitchenette with three steaming mugs of coffee. He handed one to Elena, who accepted it gratefully, and then to Maya, who gave him a faint smile. As they sat around the small table, Theo spoke up. "What's the play now?" "Victor's pissed, and Darius isn't going to sit quietly after tonight." "Darius is exactly what we need," Elena said, her voice firm. "If we can get to him before Victor's hit, we might be able to turn him into an ally. Or at least a distraction." Maya raised an eyebrow. "You think Darius Chung is going to help us? He's as dangerous as Victor, maybe more." Elena shrugged. "I don't need him to help us. I just need him to hurt Victor." Theo frowned. "And how do you plan to do that?" Elena smirked, a dangerous glint in her eyes. "With the one thing Darius values more than power. His pride." Later that night, Elena and Maya left Theo at the safe house and made their way to one of Darius Chang's gambling dens. The underground casino was hidden beneath a seemingly abandoned office building, accessible only through a discreet entrance guarded by two heavily armed men. Elena approached the guards confidently, slipping one of them a wad of cash. "Tell Darius Chung that Elena Cross wants a word." The guard hesitated, eyeing her suspiciously before nodding and disappearing inside. A few tense minutes later, he returned and motioned for them to follow. The casino was a labyrinth of flashing lights, muffled conversation, and the constant shuffle of cards. At the center of it all sat Darius Chung, a sharp-dressed man with a commanding presence. His dark eyes glinted with amusement as Elena and Maya approached. "Elena Cross," Darius said, leaning back in his chair. "To what do I owe the pleasure?" "I have information," Elena said, taking the seat across from him. "Information that could save your life." Darius chuckled, lighting a cigar. "And what makes you think my life needs saving?" "Victor Kane," Elena said simply. At the mention of Victor's name, Darius's expression darkened. He gestured for his men to clear the area, leaving only the three of them at the table. "Go on," Darius said, his tone more serious now. Elena leaned forward, her voice low. Victor's planning a hit on you. Midnight. The docks. He's bringing everything he's got. Darius studied her, his sharp gaze cutting through her like a scalpel. And why are you telling me this? Because I want him gone as much as you do, Elena said. If you're smart, you'll use this information to your advantage. Ambush him. Take out his men. Make him pay. Darius exhaled a plume of smoke, his expression unreadable. And what do you get out of this? A city without Victor Kane, Elena said simply. Darius smirked. You've got guts, I'll give you that. But guts don't mean much without leverage. Elena pulled out her phone and slid it across the table. On the screen was a photograph of Victor's estate, with the security details she and Maya had gathered during their failed mission. Consider this a gift, Elena said. Use it wisely. Darius picked up the phone, his smirk widening. You're playing a dangerous game, Elena. But I like dangerous. As Elena and Maya left the casino, the weight of what they'd just done settled over them. They had set a fire in the heart of the city's underworld, and there was no telling how far the flames would spread. Back at the safe house, Theo greeted them with a grim expression. We've got a problem, he said, holding up a phone. Victor just sent a message. Elena took the phone, her stomach sinking as she read the text. You can run, but you can't hide. The game ends soon, Elena. Her blood ran cold. Victor was coming for her, and she was running out of time. Chapter 7. The Velvet Noose. The safe house felt colder than usual, the dim lighting casting long shadows that danced across the walls. Elena paced the room, Victor's message playing on repeat in her mind. Each word was a dagger, a chilling reminder that her time was running out. We've got to move, Theo said, breaking the tense silence. He stood by the window, peering through the blinds at the empty street below. Staying here isn't safe anymore. Elena nodded, though her thoughts were elsewhere. Victor's reach extended far beyond his network of thugs and enforcers. He thrived on control, on knowing every move his enemies made. The fact that he'd sent a direct message meant he was confident. Too confident. We'll move soon, Elena said, her voice steadier than she felt. She turned to Maya, who was leaning against the counter, her arms crossed. What's our next step? Maya shrugged, her expression unreadable. Darius knows about the hit. If he's smart, he'll use the information to strike back at Victor. That buys us some time. Time for what? Theo asked, frustration creeping into his voice. Victor's not going to stop until we're dead. You know that, right? Elena shot him a sharp look. I know. But if we're going to survive, we need to stop reacting and start acting. The plan came together in fits and starts, each piece a gamble that could easily backfire. They knew they couldn't outrun Victor forever. The only way to survive was to dismantle his empire piece by piece. And the first step was cutting off his supply lines. Victor's main operation was centered around a shipping hub at the port, a sprawling network of warehouses and docks that served as the lifeblood of his drug empire. It was heavily guarded, but Elena had spent years collecting intel on his operations. She knew its vulnerabilities, and she was ready to exploit them. At midnight, Elena, Maya, and Theo arrived at the outskirts of the port, their car parked in the shadows of a dilapidated building. The air was thick with the smell of salt and oil, the distant hum of machinery blending with the occasional shout from dock workers. This is insane, Theo muttered, checking the clip of his handgun for the third time. We're going up against Victor's entire operation. We're not taking on the whole operation, Elena said, her eyes fixed on the glow of the warehouses in the distance. Just one shipment. If we can disrupt his supply chain, it'll send a message. And that message is what? Come kill us faster? Theo muttered, but he fell silent under Elena's sharp glare. Maya smirked, her confidence unshaken. He's already coming for us. Might as well give him a reason. Elena didn't respond. Instead, she turned her attention to the duffel bag at her feet, pulling out a set of small explosive charges. We plant these on the containers marked with Victor's insignia, she said, her voice steady. Once they're in place, we detonate remotely. The explosion will destroy the shipment and the surrounding area, but we'll be long gone before anyone knows what happened. Theo let out a low whistle. You've thought this through. I've had to, Elena said, her tone clipped. Now let's move. The port was a labyrinth of towering shipping containers, the narrow pathways between them shrouded in darkness. Elena led the way, her movements quick and silent, Maya and Theo close behind. They avoided the roving guards with practiced ease, their shadows blending seamlessly into the night. the containers marked with Victor's insignia were clustered near the water's edge, their contents worth millions. Elena crouched beside the first one, carefully attaching a charge to the metal surface. The device beeped softly as it activated, a red light blinking to indicate it was armed. "That's one," she whispered, moving to the next container. They worked methodically, each charge bringing them closer to their goal. But the tension was palpable, the knowledge that they were in enemy territory weighing heavily on them. As Elena attached the final charge, a voice cut through the silence. "Stop right there." She froze, her heart pounding as a flashlight beam swept over her. A guard stood a few feet away, his gun trained on her. Behind him, more footsteps approached, the unmistakable sound of reinforcements. "Run!" Elena shouted, bolting toward the shadows. Theo and Maya followed, their footsteps echoing against the metal containers. The guards shouted, their flashlights bouncing wildly as they gave chase. Gunshots rang out, the sharp cracks reverberating through the air. Elena ducked behind a stack of containers, her breath coming in short bursts. She pulled out the remote detonator, her thumb hovering over the button. "Now would be a good time to blow it," Maya hissed, crouched beside her. Elena hesitated, her mind racing. The charges were in place, but the explosion would draw every guard in the area, and possibly Victor himself. It was a risk, but it was their only way out. "Do it," Theo urged, his voice tight with fear. Elena pressed the button. The explosion was deafening, a fiery plume erupting into the night sky. The shockwave knocked them off their feet, the heat searing against their skin. Chaos erupted around them as guards scrambled to respond, their shouts drowned out by the roar of the flames. Elena pushed herself to her feet, her ears ringing. "Move," she shouted, though she could barely hear her own voice. They sprinted toward the edge of the port, their path illuminated by the flickering flames. Behind them, the fire raged, consuming the shipment and everything around it. Theo reached the car first, fumbling with the keys as Elena and Maya covered him. More gunshots rang out, the bullets ricocheting off the metal containers around them. "Get in," Theo yelled, throwing the car into gear. Elena and Maya dove into the back seat as Theo floored the gas, the tires screeching as they sped away. The flames grew smaller in the distance, but the weight of what they'd done loomed large. Back at the safe house, the three of them sat in silence, their faces illuminated by the soft glow of the television. The news was already covering the explosion, speculating about its cause and its connection to the city's escalating gang violence. "You think Victor got the message?" Theo asked, his voice quiet. Elena smirked, though her eyes betrayed her exhaustion. "Oh, he got it. The question is how he'll respond." Maya leaned back against the couch, her expression thoughtful. "He'll be furious. But we've shown him that we're not just running. We're fighting back." Elena nodded, though her mind was already moving ahead, planning their next move. Victor wouldn't let this go unanswered, and when he struck, it would be with a force that could destroy them. But for now, they had the upper hand, and they weren't about to let it slip. Chapter 8. Collateral Damage. The aftermath of the explosion reverberated across the city. Every major player in the underworld whispered about it. The fire at the port, the destroyed shipment, and the audacity of whoever dared to strike at Victor Kane. Elena knew they had made a bold move, but with boldness came consequences, and those consequences were looming closer with every passing hour. Victor was no stranger to revenge. His retaliation would be calculated, brutal, and unrelenting. As Elena, Maya, and Theo regrouped at the safe house, the tension in the air was almost suffocating. Each of them knew that the clock was ticking, but none of them could predict how or when Victor would strike. The safe house was eerily quiet, the hum of the television the only sound as they watched the news coverage of the port explosion. The anchor's voice was calm, detached, as she recounted the details, the estimated damages, the potential casualties, the investigation into the cause. But Elena's focus wasn't on the broadcast. It was on the phone in her hand, the device that tethered her to Victor's web. A message came through, simple and chilling. "You're out of time. I'm coming." Elena's grip tightened on the phone, her mind racing. She knew Victor's words weren't an empty threat. He would come for her, and he wouldn't stop until she was eliminated. But the question was, how much damage would he inflict before he got to her? That night, Elena couldn't sleep. She paced the room, her thoughts a storm of strategies and doubts. Every move they'd made so far had been a gamble, and though they'd managed to stay one step ahead, She knew they were on borrowed time. Maya watched her from the couch, her sharp eyes following Elena's movements. "You're going to wear a hole in the floor if you keep that up." Elena stopped, her shoulders tense. "I'm trying to figure out what his next move is." "He's not going to come at you directly," Maya said. "That's not Victor's style. He's going to make you suffer first. Hit you where it hurts." "And where do you think that is?" Elena asked, her tone sharp. Maya didn't respond immediately. Instead, she rose from the couch and crossed the room, her presence commanding as always. "You," she said, her voice soft but firm. "You're his target. But he's going to go through everyone around you to get there." The weight of Maya's words settled over Elena like a heavy shroud. Victor wouldn't just come for her. He'd come for Theo, for Maya, for anyone who had dared to stand against him. And she wasn't sure she could protect them. The first blow came at dawn. Theo had gone out to pick up supplies, leaving Elena and Maya alone in the safe house. When he returned, his face was pale, his hands trembling as he set the bags on the table. "What happened?" Elena demanded, her voice sharp. Theo swallowed hard, his eyes wide with fear. I think they're watching us." "Who?" Maya asked, stepping forward. "Victor's men," Theo said. "There were two of them outside the store. They didn't follow me, but they knew. They looked right at me, like they were waiting." Elena's stomach twisted. Victor was closing in, his web tightening around them. They couldn't afford to stay in one place any longer. "We need to move," she said, grabbing her bag. "Now." The second blow came as they were leaving. They had just reached the car when a black SUV screeched to a stop at the end of the alley. The doors flew open, and armed men poured out, their weapons trained on Elena and her team. "Get down!" Elena shouted, diving behind the car as bullets tore through the air. Theo scrambled to cover, his face pale with panic, while Maya returned fire, her aim precise and unflinching. The alley erupted into chaos, the sharp cracks of gunfire echoing off the walls. Elena pulled out her own weapon, her heart pounding as she fired at their attackers. She spotted one of Victor's men moving toward them and took him down with a well-placed shot. But for every one they took out, another seemed to take his place. "We can't hold them off forever," Theo shouted, his voice tinged with desperation. "We don't have to," Elena yelled back. "We just need to get out of here." Maya nodded, her expression grim. "Cover me. I'll get the car started." Elena and Theo laid down suppressing fire as Maya darted toward the driver's seat. The engine roared to life, and Maya threw the car into reverse, slamming into one of the attackers with a sickening thud. "Get in," she shouted. Elena and Theo didn't hesitate. They dove into the car, slamming the doors shut as Maya floored the gas. The tires screeched against the pavement, and the car rocketed down the alley, leaving the gunman behind. The third blow was personal. As they sped away, Elena's phone buzzed with another message. Her hands trembled as she opened it, dreading what she might find. "You think you've won? Look around you. Everyone you care about is already dead. They just don't know it yet." The message was accompanied by a photograph of Theo's younger sister, a terrified expression on her face as she sat in what looked like a dark, empty room. Theo leaned over her shoulder, his eyes widening in horror. "No, no, no, no," he muttered, his voice breaking. "That's my sister. He has my sister." Elena's blood ran cold. Victor had made his move, and it was a masterstroke. He wasn't just coming for them. He was dismantling them piece by piece, hitting them where it hurt most. Back at their new hideout, the tension was palpable. Theo paced the room, his hands clenched into fists. "We have to get her back," he said, his voice shaking. "We can't just leave her with him." "We're not going to," Elena said firmly. "But we need to be smart about this. If we rush in, we'll all end up dead. And that won't help your sister." Maya leaned against the wall, her expression grim. "Victor's playing us. He wants us desperate. He wants us scared." "Well, it's working," Theo snapped, his voice rising. "My sister is out there, and we're just sitting here doing nothing." "We're not doing nothing," Elena said, her tone sharp. "We're figuring out how to beat him. And we will." Theo glared at her, his anger barely contained. "You don't understand. This isn't just about me. This is about family. And if you won't help me, I'll go alone." Elena stepped closer, her voice softer now. "Theo, I know how much this means to you. But you have to trust me. We'll get her back. I promise." Theo's shoulders slumped, the fight draining out of him. "You'd better be right," he said quietly. As the night wore on, Elena sat alone, staring at the photograph of Theo's sister. Victor was playing a dangerous game, and she was running out of moves. But one thing was certain, she wouldn't let him win. Not this time. Chapter 9, Inferno. The hideout was cloaked in silence, a fragile calm before the storm. Elena sat at the rickety kitchen table, her eyes fixed on the grainy photograph of Theo's sister on her phone. The terror in the young woman's eyes was a reminder of what Victor Kane excelled at, breaking people piece by piece. Maya leaned against the wall, her arms crossed, her sharp gaze fixed on Elena. "What's the plan?" she asked, her voice low but laced with urgency. Elena looked up, her face a mask of determination. "We go straight to the source. Victor has her locked up somewhere he feels safe, somewhere he can keep her close but hidden." Theo stood in the corner, his hands shaking as he clutched a gun. "Do you know where?" he asked, his voice tight. "I do," Elena said. "Victor's estate. It's the one place he'd bring someone like her. He doesn't just keep his enemies there. He makes them watch as he destroys the people they care about." Theo's face twisted with a mix of fear and fury. "Then what are we waiting for?" "We can't just storm in blind," Maya interjected, her voice sharp. "Victor will have the place locked down even tighter after the port explosion. He'll be expecting us." Elena nodded. "Which is why we won't go through the front door. We'll hit him from the inside." The plan was reckless, even by Elena's standards. She and Maya would infiltrate the estate under the guise of being prisoners, relying on the element of surprise to catch Victor off guard. Theo would remain outside with a small team of allies, ready to create a diversion if needed. As they geared up, Elena handed Theo a burner phone. "You'll have 10 minutes. If we're not out by then, blow the perimeter and get yourself to safety." Theo hesitated, his brow furrowing. "What about you?" Elena met his gaze, her expression steely. "We'll make it out. But if we don't, you finish this." The night was moonless, the air heavy with tension as they approached Victor's estate. The sprawling mansion loomed in the distance, its towering gates flanked by armed guards. Elena and Maya were led inside, their hands bound with zip ties as Victor's men escorted them through the main hall. Victor was waiting for them. He sat in an ornate armchair at the center of the room, a glass of whiskey in hand, his piercing blue eyes fixed on them with cold amusement. Theo's sister sat in the corner, her wrists bound, her face pale and tear-streaked. "Well, well," Victor drawled, rising to his feet. "I was wondering when you'd show up." Elena forced a smirk, even as her heart pounded in her chest. "You've been busy, Victor. Kidnapping, explosions, what's next?" "World domination." Victor chuckled, his expression darkening. "You've always had a sharp tongue, Elena. But it won't save you now." He stepped closer, his gaze shifting to Maya. "And you, my dear. Betraying me? I expected better." Maya's lips curled into a sly smile. "You should have seen it coming, Victor. You taught me everything I know." Victor's smile faded, his eyes narrowing. "Then you know how this ends." The moment came faster than Elena anticipated. Victor raised his hand, signaling to his guards, but before they could act, Maya struck. With a swift movement, she freed her hands from the concealed blade she had hidden and disarmed the nearest guard. Elena followed suit, grabbing the gun from another guard and firing a shot that sent the room into chaos. Victor retreated, his men scrambling to respond. Maya grabbed Theo's sister, cutting her bindings with a knife, and pushed her toward the door. "Go," she shouted. "Find Theo." Elena moved toward Victor, her gun trained on him. "It's over, Victor," she said, her voice steady. "Your empire, your control, it's all gone." Victor smirked, even as he raised his hands in mock surrender. "You really think you've won? You're just another piece on the board, Elena. And the game doesn't end until I say it does." Before she could respond, Victor lunged, knocking the gun from her hand. The two of them crashed to the ground, their struggle a violent clash of desperation and rage. Elena fought with everything she had, her mind flashing with images of everyone Victor had hurt. Theo's sister, Maya, herself. Finally, with a surge of strength, she grabbed a shard of broken glass from the floor and plunged it into Victor's side. He let out a guttural cry, his grip on her weakening as blood seeped from the wound. "You lose," Elena said, her voice cold. Maya burst back into the room, her gun drawn. She paused, taking in the scene. Victor bleeding on the floor, Elena standing over him, her chest heaving. "Is he dead?" Maya asked. "Not yet," Elena replied, stepping back as Victor gasped for breath. Maya raised her gun, aiming it at Victor's head. "Let me finish it." Elena hesitated, the weight of the moment pressing down on her. Killing Victor would end his reign of terror, but it would also cement their descent into the very darkness they were trying to escape. No, Elena said finally. Let him live. Let him rot in his own failure. Maya lowered the gun, though her expression remained tense. You're kinder than I am. Outside, Theo was waiting with his sister, his face lighting up with relief when he saw Elena and Maya approach. You did it, he said, his voice shaky. You got her out. Elena nodded, her exhaustion finally catching up with her. It's not over yet, she said. Victor's empire will crumble, but there's still work to do. As they drove away from the estate, the first rays of dawn breaking over the city, Elena allowed herself a moment of quiet triumph. The battle wasn't over, but for the first time, she felt like they had a chance to win. Chapter 10, The End of the Line. The sun hung low on the horizon, casting a pale orange glow over the city. For Elena, the light felt foreign, almost intrusive, against the backdrop of their dark and bloody night. Victor Kane was defeated, left bleeding and broken in his gilded cage of power, but the fight wasn't over. Not entirely. Elena stood on the balcony of a dingy hotel room, staring out at the bustling streets below. Maya sat at the edge of the bed inside, loading a fresh magazine into her handgun with practiced ease. Theo was in the next room, watching over his sister, who had finally fallen into an exhausted sleep. You're quiet, Maya said, breaking the silence. Her tone was casual, but her eyes betrayed a deep weariness. Elena didn't turn. I'm just thinking. About what? Maya asked, standing and crossing the room to join her. Elena hesitated. About what happens next? Victor might be out of the picture for now, but his empire isn't going to crumble overnight. Someone else will try to take his place. Maybe Darius, maybe someone worse. Maya leaned against the railing, her expression thoughtful. That's how it works, isn't it? One monster falls, another rises. It's a cycle. Then how do we stop it? Elena asked, her voice heavy with frustration. How do we make sure all of this wasn't for nothing? Maya smirked faintly. You don't stop it. You survive it. And if you're smart, you find a way to come out on top. Elena shook her head. I'm tired of just surviving. Later that evening, Theo joined them in the cramped living room, his face lined with exhaustion. She's asleep, he said, referring to his sister. First time I've seen her rest in days. Elena offered a faint smile. She's safe now. That's what matters. For now, Theo said, his voice tinged with bitterness. But Victor's men are still out there. They won't stop just because their boss is down. They'll scatter, Maya said confidently. Victor was the glue holding them together. Without him, they're nothing but a bunch of desperate thugs. Theo didn't look convinced. And what about Darius? He's not going to let this slide. He'll come after us, sooner or later. Elena exhaled slowly. We've bought ourselves some time. Let's focus on using it wisely. The next few days were a blur of planning and recovery. Elena and Maya worked tirelessly to dismantle the remnants of Victor's network, using the intel they had gathered over the years to cut off his resources and expose his allies. Every move they made was a calculated strike, designed to weaken their enemies without drawing too much attention. But it wasn't enough. One evening, as they sat around a makeshift war room in an abandoned warehouse, Theo burst in, his face pale. We've got a problem, he said, holding up a burner phone. It's Victor. Elena's stomach tightened. What about him? He's not dead, Theo said. And he's not done. Theo handed her the phone, which displayed a short video clip. In it, Victor sat in what appeared to be a hospital room, his face pale but defiant. His voice was low, venomous. You think you've won, Elena? Victor said, his piercing blue eyes staring into the camera. You think taking me down changes anything? This city doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the strongest. And I'm still here. The video ended abruptly, leaving a chilling silence in its wake. He's baiting you, Maya said, her voice calm but firm. He's trying to draw you out. It's working, Elena muttered, her fists clenching. We can't let him rebuild. Not after everything we've done. Maya stepped closer, her expression serious. Then we finish this. Once and for all. The final confrontation came on a rainy night, the kind of night that made the city feel like a living, breathing entity. Victor had holed up in one of his last strongholds, a decrepit mansion on the outskirts of town. It was heavily guarded, but Elena and her team had no intention of playing fair. They struck under the cover of darkness, their plan unfolding with brutal efficiency. Theo created a diversion at the front gates, drawing the guards away while Elena and Maya slipped inside. The interior of the mansion was a maze of decaying opulence, the walls lined with faded portraits and peeling wallpaper. They found Victor in the study, sitting behind a massive oak desk. He looked weaker than before, his injuries evident, but his eyes still burned with defiance. "Elena," he said, his voice dripping with mockery. "I was wondering when you'd show up." "Save it, Victor," Elena said, her gun trained on him. "This ends here." Victor chuckled, the sound low and menacing. "You think killing me changes anything? You'll just be another name in a long line of killers. Another cog in the machine." Elena hesitated, his words striking a nerve. He was right, in a way. Violence begetting violence. It was the only rule their world seemed to follow. Maya stepped forward, her gun also drawn. "Enough talking. Let's finish this." Victor smirked. "Go ahead. But remember this. The moment you pull that trigger, you're no better than me." The words hung in the air, heavy and suffocating. Elena's finger hovered over the trigger, her mind racing. Killing Victor would end his reign, but it wouldn't change the system that had created him. It wouldn't erase the blood on her own hands. Finally, she lowered her gun. "You don't deserve an easy way out," she said, her voice steady. "You'll rot in the prison of your own failure." Victor's smirk faded, replaced by a flicker of fear. Maya hesitated for a moment, then followed Elena's lead, lowering her weapon. "We're done here," Elena said, turning to leave. "Let's go." As they walked away from the mansion, the rain pouring down around them, Elena felt a strange sense of peace. The cycle of violence hadn't been broken, but she had taken a step towards something better. A choice to rise above the darkness, rather than sink into it. For the first time in years, she felt like there was hope. And for now, that was enough.